there was this man who was dying on his deathbed. And he was visited by a local pastor, a businessman, and his attorney. And they were coming together, and the man said to all three of them, "Look, I know I got the pastor here, I know I got my attorney here, and I know I got my friend George, my business partner." He said, "I want to take it all with me. I really do. So I'm going to give you each $1 million. And I know that you will put it in the casket when they lower it, so no one gets it." So the man died. They lowered his casket. Matter done. But later the next day, the pastor, the businessman, and the attorney got together. And they were talking about his strange requests. And the pastor, being a very sincere man, said, "I have a confession to make. I put half the money in the casket, and the other half I gave to the children's orphanage in our area. I just couldn't see that this money is wasted with no wonderful good." And then the businessman said, "Pastor, my sin is way worse. I kept 3/4 of the money, and I just put a quarter of the money, $250,000 of cash, in the casket." And then the attorney said, "Well, I'm ashamed with both of you, pastor and his friend. I put the whole amount into the casket. I wrote him a check for $1 million and put it right there." Now, there's my attempt at humor today for you as sort of like beginning this presentation. And there are times when you find something humorous like that, and even if you try it and it doesn't totally work, it's still that you try it and people think, get them into thinking in a fun way. We're going to talk about people smart humor. And Adam Corman wrote a book, How to Be More Funny, The Guide to Having a Great Sense of Humor. Now, there are humor dangers. Do not mock God or his creation, marriage, family. Do not use your humor to put anybody down. In fact, there are things to avoid. In general, humor is to just be that medicine at times. Laughter is the best medicine. That's an old axiom that's been used countless times in inspirational pieces. If you get like Reader's Digest in the United States, it even has a section called Laughter is the Best Medicine. And laughter in interpersonal relationships and sermons is something that has that little extra spice, the icing on the cake often. Now, be careful with humor. Now, this is the humor you want to avoid: bland jokes that are dark and thus considered immoral by society's standards. Although some may take these jokes like a good sport, leniency is still the number one rule when you're not sure you will offend anyone. There's time and place to make jokes and laugh, but there's also times not to, like at funerals or a terrorist attack or things that are tragic. Be very careful with your humor that your humor does not offend. Types of humor to avoid: racial stereotyping, suggestive humor that's not in your married relationship, putting down others, cheap cursing, God-invoking humor. Stay away from that. Sarcastic, intellectually exclusive, insider humor. You know, like somebody says, "Oh, you had to be there." You know, when you have that situation, you have a common audience, make sure the common audience is there if you remember something that was funny in the past. Stay away from humor that pokes fun at people you disagree with, whether it's political humor or poking fun at people who are unlike yourself. Don't poke fun at groups or groups that are out there that are very controversial. Just stay away from that kind of humor. So how do you get to be funny? Well, it all starts with smile and laugh a lot. In general, may that be your person. No matter how absurd it sounds, it's actually a good idea. Your smile communicates positive feelings. It also molds you into a person who can receive flowers from strangers that witness your positive attitude. In short, people are drawn to a smile that says, life is good. And you know something? In Christ Jesus, life is good. Christ rose from the dead. He ascended on high. He's poured out his Holy Spirit. No matter what comes our way in the vicissitudes of life, there is something at core so positive that we can smile a lot. And it's not pasting on a smile, it's a true smile. So therefore, choose to be positive no matter what. Corbin writes, so what am I getting at here? Humor can be found in the most unlikely places. And the trick is to discover them, is to take life with a pinch of sugar. Do not be sour and take life too seriously. Everything that is happening has a bright side, no matter how hidden it may be. Now, I wonder about that. That might be an overstatement, but you get what he's trying to talk about. So go about your day and focus on finding a reason to smile and make people smile in the process. These points have one common message to relay, that is to be positive. Never let your problems press you down. Laugh, smile, and hope for the best in life, because I'll add this, we have the best hope in life. The next very important principle about humor is confidence. To be funny, one has to be confident. You can have all the sense of humor in the world, know all the jokes, have all the punchlines down, but if you don't have the confidence to deliver, you'll never become the funny person you know you are. It only takes 1 second of hesitation or a stuttered word to ruin a funny line. So develop the confidence to deliver the joke. Allow your sense of humor some freedom of expression. Do not focus on your fear of failing or your fear that no one might laugh. Who cares if no one finds your joke funny? In fact, that you have delivered it seamlessly is a great factor, and at least it will make people smile. Now, I don't know how you thought about my opening joke. Maybe you didn't even catch it was a joke. But I tried. That's right, I tried. I launched in it with confidence. So don't take yourself too serious. In fact, take yourself less seriously. There's a type of person out there who needs to be perfect. That means things have to be exactly the way they want them to be. They become so fixed in this idea of perfection that they always find fault in everything you do or everything they do. They will tell you how to do things right in excruciating detail, step by step. They have to be in control of every single detail that goes into the plan. But instead, be that fun aunt or uncle, that fun Christian leader. That doesn't mean that you let kids do everything they want to do, but play games with them. It doesn't hurt to sort of break away from your busy schedule once in a while. Besides, you won't want to be remembered as someone who is so serious and so difficult to approach that no one hardly remembers who you are. So, take yourself less serious. The next principle for being a funny person, in a good way, is to listen to people and be observant. Listening is important to developing a sense of humor, hitting the punchlines on the right note. You may have observed that stand-up comedians often take up conversations with their audience and then inject funny snippets in their discourse. So listen in an interpersonal conversation with other people. Listen for funny observations and then state them. But again, with all of that appropriate principles in mind. The next principle is be a little unpredictable. Always take your audience by surprise. Catch them off guard. This is especially easy to do since you're new, maybe. Maybe you're new at being funny or trying to be funny. Or at least your friends and your family will not expect this from you, and you'll have the element of surprise just for you trying some things. Take advantage of this and have self-confidence to take a whack at it, to actually give it a try. And who knows? As you gain confidence and confidence, this may be something very important in your personality. Research humor and jokes. And again, don't overdo this, but you know, I'll have like a email every day come to me about a joke. And sometimes, you know, I'll read one line of the joke and I'll say, forget it, the joke is not the kind of joke that I even care about. But sometimes they're really funny. Collect a pool of jokes. You'll be ready to, you know, share at different occasions. Even sometimes, like, when you read a joke, it will help you look more positively at life. Surround yourself with funny things, and it will reprogram your brain to look at similar things in your life in a humorous way. And soon, more and more joy and fun and all of those things in terms of being observed by other people in you will come out, because you'll see those moments. Sometimes you'll come upon a really good joke and you can change some of the characters that's appropriate for an audience that you're going to be talking to. Research humor and jokes. If you haven't gotten the knack of coming up with your own funny material, just keep a notepad at hand, or even your cell phone, and develop the habit of writing down funny things that you see or come up with. Learn improv. I always get stuck on this word. Improvising. You got that? Learn improvising. Making sure I got that here. The thing is, even improvising requires hard work and preparation. Yes, improvising needs to look fresh, spontaneous, personal, but that doesn't mean that you should just go up to the stage and think all the right things will come out of your mouth. You sort of learn how to do it. Summon all your experience and knowledge. It could be a silly situation you got stuck in before, a particular physical feature you'd rather not have. See, you poke fun at yourself. A striking character you met, or hobbies you want to explore. These are some of the resources you can use for your improvising material. Begin working on your script or scripts. Anticipate what could possibly happen at an actual event or in a conversation. Be ready for circumstances that will help you act out the scene as you're putting a witty line after witty line together from the top of your head without any effort at all. That's improvising. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. The simplest way to recover from one is just to make a joke about it. Laugh about it. Brush it aside. It's part of the show. It's part of what you're doing. It would definitely give the vibe to a live and unpracticed scene. Because the truth is, it is part of the show, so to speak. It's part of your presentation. It's who you are. Mistakes don't have to ruin anything. Just keep your cool and play along with it. Think that through. You're in this moment and you're going to make mistakes. I remember the second time I preached. It was a hot day in Yakima, Washington. And I was so hot that I felt faint, and my supervisor was in the very front row. So I loosened my tie, and because he had said, if it's too hot, just take your tie off. So I loosened my tie, and I took my tie off. And when I took my tie off, I grabbed my collar. And somehow I must have been so nervous, but I flashed the congregation. That is, my whole shirt opened up. And everybody was in shock. And I was in shock. What do you do? So I turned around. I buttoned back up. I looked. And a smile went over my face. And everybody in the congregation laughed. And it was funny. And you know what it did? It sort of, let me realize. Don't take yourself too seriously. That be human. You're not going to be perfect. And the rest of the summer, there was a relationship of sort of like people were telling me more of their foibles. People were a lot more comfortable with me because I was okay with making mistakes. I could just keep it cool and play along with it. Make eye contact with your audience. Talk to them and make it a conversation. They are an important part, as he puts it, of your show. And I put it this way. Your audience, when you preach a sermon, is important for your message. This isn't a show. This is the proclamation of the gospel. This general audience presentation always calls it a show. Don't exclude them. By excluding them, by including them, you are getting their attention and extracting reactions from them. Lastly, remember that even if you have a script, you have to be on your toes. After all, it's still an improvement. And being spontaneous is the key to a successful piece. So in your learning how to improvise, even if you have to prepare for it a lot, that's okay. You still just give it a full effort. Here are some tips to being humorous. Learn from funny people. Your research on different funny pieces will find you a comedian role model, or many of them, in fact. Watch them perform. Observe what makes them funny. Take their experience and use these to beef up your own pool of jokes and techniques. You know, whenever we talk about jokes and techniques, some people get allergic. Some people say, I just don't want to write down jokes and techniques. You know, we do that all the time to learn how to talk. We're learning the technique of talking. Even humor, and Christians often have struggled with humor throughout the generations. But we need to know what's funny to the audience that we are called to reach. Tips on being humorous. Make yourself fun. We often find comedians making fun of the audience. There's a fine line that separates what is funny and offensive. But if there is anything that will make them feel at ease, you yourself making them comfortable enough to poke fun even at yourself. They would know that it's nothing personal. Let your confidence shine through. Look in the mirror. Note the particular features that you can make a funny story out of. Don't be afraid to be judged. Hey, it's your face. Then the crowd will already know. It's no secret. You look the way you look. Now, I know in sermons too, if there's a point in a sermon where there's something about me that's a little bit funny and everybody sees it, it's okay to call attention to it in a way that models that you're not taking yourself too seriously. Tips to be humorous, be ironic. This is a good tool for being unpredictable. Twist the conversation of reality and turn it into a funny, ironic story. Craft the ironic snippets to describe your situation, your friend's feature, or what you see in your environment. Now again, in ironic, do not be sarcastic and do not put anybody down in your irony. Exaggerate, or we're going to find out in the next presentation about artful elaboration. Sometimes it doesn't have to be a funny story. Exaggerating the way you pronounce or do something, or better yet, exaggerate the way your companions pronounce a word. That makes it easily laughable. Aside from getting a good laugh at it, this also eliminates the embarrassment because you acknowledge it, and you did not judge him for it. In other words, what you're trying to be is exaggeration that's benign, exaggeration that takes something to an extreme. Now remember, when you exaggerate, do not exaggerate facts. Do not exaggerate things that are serious. Use props. Some stories just can't be told. Some things can't be described. Cut a shortcut through a tedious and boring explanation. Use props so that you and your audience will be on the same page easily. Act out the sequence and exaggerate your movements for added touch. Using props can be very effective in messages. It can be very effective when you're in a small group. and then practice. As the saying goes, practice makes perfect. Practice will help you get the hang of this new thing in your life if you're not familiar with humor. At the beginning, it will be a grueling and conscious effort on your part. But through constant practice, having a sense of humor and being funny will be natural to you soon. Delivering and timing are both important. So our nonverbal cues such as body language, hand gestures, facial expressions, these are not things that you will learn to apply if you do not practice them. So humor, like anything else, takes practice. Delivering and timing are both important. So our nonverbal cues such as body language, hand gestures, and facial expressions, these are not things that you will learn to apply if you do not practice them. Apply what you've learned and exercise diligently. So how will you be received by your friends and family? Note their reactions and identify what worked and what did not work. Along the way, you will find out how to better improve your approach. Now, in becoming a people smart humor, there will be challenges to this. And there will be dangers, and you really want to be careful about the dangers that you do not mock people, you do not bring God into your humor. Instead, you just find those wonderful places in life where all things bright and beautiful come before you, and you be the interpreter of that. One more thing, I'm not saying that you now learn how to be the life of the party in every situation. That you are now somebody who's just the stand-up pastor, Christian leader, comedian. All I'm saying is that these presentations from the general audience will give you ideas. And if you just improve one or two things, or you just learn how to be confident in one or two things, that's really enough. We're not talking about having to be the life of a party that some people are that isn't taken serious by many people. We're talking about learning how to be confident in a humor that works for you. So there's parts of this presentation that you may say, that doesn't apply to me. But I want to challenge you that as you listened to all of the presentation and the next presentations, that you will be thinking, how can I develop my people smart humor.